APR. But with Lightstream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good.
Good. Lots of things to get to today. You know, I'm actually going to do something that we don't normally do. I'm going to open the show discussing women's college basketball because I was just talking with Kelly and Kwok during the break about it. And it was on my agenda of things to talk about anyway. Last night in Columbia, Ramona, they had 18,000 fans in attendance for the South Carolina UConn women's basketball game.
That's great.
Matt, that's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You know, the men's crowd is never going to draw 18,000. Well, maybe a few years ago when they were Final Four bound. But to have 18,000 for a women's basketball game, it is amazing the job that Dawn Staley has done at South Carolina. Absolutely incredible. And I wrote this on Twitter last night. I always knew she would win titles. When she first came there, I said, she's going to win, two championships. It's just whenever UConn starts to fade away. Well, she's infringed on UConn's reign. And that's a good thing from a South Carolina standpoint. And she's built a power in Columbia that, in my estimation, as I wrote on Twitter last night, I think she will win 6-7 national championships at South Carolina. I do. I just do. I think women's basketball, while there is better balance in it, the championships still go to the best coaches and the best recruiting and the best players. You know, I was actually talking to Kwok about this, and I said, the truth about women's basketball, and really it's most basketball, is generally the titles are won by the teams with the best player. Like, for example, if I had to pick one team to win this year's title, I would pick Oregon because of Inesco, because I think they have the best player. And historically speaking, the women's game has been won most often by the team that has the best player. This is not novel or new or particularly unique to women, although I think it's true to a greater extent in the women's game still than any other game. I think that may be changing gradually, but I still think it's true. And again, this is true in the NBA. This has always been a truism. It's not a revelation, but it's like Oriyama the other day was talking about losing the game to South Carolina, and somebody said something to him about having the best players and you don't have the best player. And he always gives the same answer to that. His answer to that is always no blank. You know, no S word. Because and he's never run from this. He said, yeah, basically, dummy. Yes, that's right. We win because we have the best players. And we don't have the best players, we don't win. He's never been a guy who's like looking to hoard credit. He's always played that same exact line. And when Connecticut was at their best through the Breanna Stewart years, where, you know, she may have been the most dominant women's player of all time. Before that, Diana Taurasi was the most dominant women's player of all time. And there used to be a slogan at Connecticut that they live by. And it was, and it's why they won all those titles. It's, we have Diana Taurasi and you don't. That was the slogan. We have Diana Taurasi and you don't. And guess where it was initiated? And so, yes, it's true. Yeah, yes, it's true. You have to have the best players. Players win games. Coaching helps. But you have to have great players. You're not winning anything in football with 22 Rudys and great coaching. You're going 0-12. You have to have great players. And it's certainly true in the women's game. And South Carolina had better players. They did to UConn last night what UConn has historically done to them. Now, Connecticut showed a little heart of a champion in fighting back a little bit, but they were outmanned or outwomened, however you want to put it. They were outplayed. South Carolina had too many good players for Connecticut. And now look, here's what I think is going to happen, because this is what I wrote. I wrote, Dawn Staley's going to win 6 or 7 national titles at South Carolina, and I believe that. I believe she's going to win. She's built a monster of a program. Why wouldn't I believe that? I saw it at Tennessee with Padgett Summit. I saw it at UConn with Gino Auriemma. Why wouldn't I believe that Dawn Staley is building a monster of a program? I think it's already there. There were 18,000 people there to see that game. She's already won a national title, one that maybe wasn't expected. Here's how I see this thing playing out. Paige Buckers is going to UConn next season, and I think Connecticut's going to go on one more mini run where they're going to win 2 or 3 titles in Paige Buckers' time at the school, because I think she's the next big thing. I think she's the next super incredible Connecticut player. She's the next Taurasi. She's the next Breanna Stewart. Now, she's a lead guard, and she makes everybody better, but she's a big lead guard. And so I think Connecticut's going to have another mini run in which they win 2 or 3 titles under Paige Buckers. South Carolina may well win another title during that time frame. They may win this year. I mean, if I had to pick the national title right now, I'd say it's going to be Oregon and South Carolina, and then you can pick. You know, South Carolina has a great lead guard. Inesco, though, is so good and so versatile that she'll be hard to beat, because she's that, you know, Taurasi-level player that makes a difference at the end. But regardless, you know, I think over the next 15 years, I think that program under Dawn Staley is going to win 6, 7 national titles. They're just, you can see it. It's going to be that type of, you know, Padgett Summit, Tennessee program. You know, maybe not quite UConn with Auriemma, but I'm not sure anybody's ever going to replicate that. That's sort of like the UCLA under Wooden in men's basketball thing. But I do think she's the next big thing. And the next big thing's already arrived. Tess said, I don't know, Walt Dawn's team will be going to be absolutely loaded next year too. Yeah, they are. Like, I think I just said that. But, and I'm not talking about just next year, but Paige Buckers is going to be the best player in college basketball. Trust me. She's the next great thing, and she's going to win at least 2 national titles while she's at UConn. And it may be won as early as next year. Those players for Connecticut were still very gifted and talented. They're just young. I mean, two of their best players are still young. So, you know, we'll see. But the point is, I don't know how. You know, it's funny. I don't know how what I just said could possibly be interpreted in a negative fashion about Dawn Staley. I think I just built this incredible case for Dawn Staley's greatness and top and dominance, but it almost sounded so like in reading that text. I don't know. But it's an amazing thing when you get 18,000 people in attendance for a women's basketball game. And you pretty much knew that if there was ever going to be a time South Carolina was going to beat UConn, it was going to be last night, and they did. And they controlled it right from the beginning. What did they hold UConn at? 2 points in the first quarter? That's part of the issue. That's part of the issue for Connecticut. This team is not as good offensively. They don't score from as many places, and they're not as good defensively either. And they're not as good on the boards. And South Carolina hurt them with second shot opportunities last night. So a great win for the South Carolina program, and we'll see, you know, what happens moving forward and whether they can complete the deal this year. As I said, my expectation would be you're going to get South Carolina and Oregon in the national championship. Now, the other thing we discussed during the break was, you know, Quack said, Kelly and I were talking about how women's basketball is better than men's basketball this year. And I said, you know, the thing is, we don't know, you know, because either we're going to have an incredibly fascinating, interesting ending to men's basketball this year, or we're just going to flatline, depending on who's there. I mean, you know, we all want mid-majors until you get to the end, and then people don't really want to watch four mid-majors. You know, that type of thing. You need some blue bloods. You know, and I think I almost think like the right divide would be like three blue bloods and one newcomer. What if you wind up with three newcomers and one blue blood? Because that's conceivable to me this year. I think everybody is flawed. That much is true. There's no super team. That's why it sort of makes me think that maybe this is the year Gonzaga finally breaks through. And I think Gonzaga's going to win more than one national championship under Mark Few. I think they're going to win multiple national titles. It's just getting the first one. And it isn't easy. It's not easy. But I think Gonzaga is certainly one of those teams. Gonzaga is certainly one of those teams that could win the national title. You know, I have people write me with a lot of love for Baylor. I put Baylor in my Final Four at this point because I have to put somebody. And because they do have significant wins this year. I'm still not sold on them. And the reason I'm not sold on them, I still don't think they shoot it well enough. They're a great offensive rebounding team. And I still don't trust Scott Drew at all. I don't trust Drew on that program. Do you know, Ramona, when Baylor was playing Texas the other night, one of the commentators, and I couldn't quite get who said this, whether it was one of them or whether somebody else said it. But one of the commentators said that Baylor is like the land of misfit toys.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it didn't sound like a positive.
No,
it didn't. It didn't sound. And I think there's something. I think there's something to that. By the way, speaking of announcers and strange comments, well, there've been several of those the last few days that we'll have to get to. But in terms of men's basketball in this season, I don't think you can trust any of the traditional blue bloods. You know, looking at the ACC right now, is there a team in the ACC that could win the national title? I'm not so sure. I mean, maybe Louisville, but I'm not so sure. I've always believed that there's a difference, a level. In that there are teams that can win four games, but there aren't nearly as many teams that can win six games. And I've had this conversation with people off air about basketball, people believing that, you know, if you can win four, you can win six. I don't think that's true at all. To me, I just think it takes a different level of team to win six. I think lots of teams can win four. I think there are 30 teams every year that can win four in the right bracket with the right breaks, that type of thing. But I think winning six is an entirely different animal. And it's like, you know, there are teams in college football that can get to the playoff, but can they win it? It's the same exact thing. I don't know why that model doesn't translate to basketball. It does. We see teams every year that, you know, that are good enough to get to the playoff, but are they good enough to win the playoff? And every year we sort of know who those teams are. Mostly it's like Oklahoma, good enough to get there, but never good enough to win it. And then there have been other teams like Michigan State made it, for crying out loud, but not good enough to win it. Not good enough to win it. Nobody thought Michigan State was good enough to win it. And I think that's true in basketball. But for me, I think there are a lot of, I mean, look, San Diego State's still unbeaten. Are they good enough to win the title? You know, I had someone asking me this last night. I forget, it's the fake Paul Feinbaum account, was asking me about several different teams. And I said, you know, one of them was Duke. One of them was Florida State. One of them was, who else was it? Duke, Florida State. I'm drawing a blank right now. Oh, San Diego State and one other. And my answer was, well, you know, I think those teams are all sort of good enough to win three, good enough to win four. But are they good enough to win it all? And I think the answer is no. I don't think they are. Now, on the other hand, I think Gonzaga's good enough to win six. I think Dayton's good enough to win six. I think Seton Hall is good enough to win six. You know, Kansas may still be good enough to win six, although they have a lot of upheaval. And there's the D'Souza issue. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage, quick break. You want in, 654-7627.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is the number one stop and shop for a brand new Serta or Beautyrest mattress at the lowest prices around. Beginning February 12th through February 29th, come check out our tax season sale and save even more on all sizes. Come in and let the outlet's experienced staff guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, in the old Walmart across from Goodwill and Chick-fil-A.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you ordered some wipers online with our free same-day store pickup? No problem. We'll grab those for you so you can get back on the road. You know, we also offer free next-day delivery. You just order what you need on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m. and we deliver it to your front door the next day. It's perfect for those projects that can wait until tomorrow. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible items on orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Hey, Upstate, this is Hunter Renfro, former Clemson Tiger, 2018 national champion. I got my 2019 Rocky Ridge Titan at Granger Nissan of Anderson, which has the best bumper-to-bumper truck warranty out there. Get yours today and tell them you got it at Granger. Go Tigers.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
Tip to the Road Rage. We're back during Rolling Stones Week, and what the Rolling Stones Rejoin Music means this week is that we're giving away tickets to the Rolling Stones in Charlotte July 1st. We're giving them away every day this week. On Thursday, I'll give away two pairs live at Twin Peaks. You'll have to be with me at Twin Peaks to capitalize on that. And of course, you're not getting the tickets immediately. We'll let you know when they come in. It's not like the event is immediate, but we'll have another trivia question today. Some lucky individual couple will win a pair of Rolling Stones tickets. How about that couple yesterday, Ramona? How excited were they? They said they weren't feeding or paying attention to their children for an hour. They told them they had to be quiet because they were trying to win these tickets. Teddy Chainsaw says, and they operate a $6 million per year loss. Congrats on nothing. I'm not sure what that means, Teddy. I mean, is that the South Carolina women's program that you're talking about? You know, I don't know that that's true, but if it is true, it won't be true for long if you're bringing in 18,000. So, I mean, there are women's programs in the country that make considerable amount of money. UConn is one of them over time. And quite frankly, the UConn women outdraw the men. I think that South Carolina women's basketball certainly has something going on. That was Greg in Columbia, Teddy Chainsaw, who said that. You want in 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in. You know, one of the most fascinating elements of this whole football season is the quarterback situation. By the way, we're going to get back into the USA Today way too early top 25 poll. We did like five teams the other day. We'll do more of that today. I'm hoping to do a live draft on the show either tomorrow or Thursday. We'll see how that plays out. But in terms of this quarterback situation, it gets seemingly more interesting every day. There's a lot of conjecture now that perhaps Phillip Rivers goes to Indy. That actually would make sense for a lot of reasons. One, Phillip Rivers needs a quality offensive line. Two, that offense is predicated on the short passing game. That would make some sense. You know, it's fascinating because the dates and the timelines involved in all this. You know, you can't legally. The legal tampering period starts on March 16th. So that window opens then. And, you know, if the Patriots sign Brady before then everything is done. But I don't know that that's going to happen. I'm not sure that that's going to happen. It seems like Kraft is letting Brady and Belichick sort of figure this out themselves as to what the price is going to be if he's going to return in this free agency period. I mean, if Brady actually does the free agency tour, Pro Football Talk was talking about this earlier today, Florio and Peter King. If Brady actually does the free agency tour, it's going to be the biggest thing ever. You know, does he go to 4 cities, 5 cities? How does that play out? You know, they were comparing it to when Reggie White initially went on his tour, and that this would be bigger and more significant than that. And I would tend to agree with that. I would tend to agree with that. You know, and again, where he winds up is one of the chief dominoes in this process. But that's just one significant date. There are other significant dates in the process, including April 1st. But March 16th is when, and I know it sounds like an oxymoron, but essentially the legal tampering period begins. And one of the key questions is going to be, will Brady recommit to the Patriots before then? And I think there's a lot of speculation that he will not, that, you know, that this is going to play out a while, and it may be a bit of a power play. Another key date in this process is April 1st. And that's a key date because the 49ers have until April 1st to decide what to do with Jimmy Garoppolo. And the way that works is if they dump little Jimmy before April 1st, they're going to save $16 million, $15.7 million, which becomes guaranteed on that date. If they dump him before then, they're only going to suffer just over a $4 million cap hit. And, you know, and somebody called the other day and said that, you know, that Shanahan had made some statement about Jimmy Garoppolo and said, you know, that he really likes him and this and that. And this is not true. Not that he said it, but it's not true that he likes him. That's clear. He doesn't like him. Zig Frykowski, who was a former NFL quarterback, who had people on the sidelines, et cetera, during the Super Bowl, Frykowski said that Shanahan was all over Garoppolo all game. And if you go watch the fourth quarter film of the game, the breakdown in the fourth quarter with the QB room or anywhere else, and go pass by pass, Garoppolo was hideous. He was terrible. And the question is, and look, and let's be honest, most of us, or some of us, knew that he would be. The question is, what do you do with him moving forward? And I think there's a real chance they're going to dump him. Now, the problem is, they're a Super Bowl level team. I mean, let's, you know, despite Garoppolo, they led 20-10 at the start of the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. Shanahan had managed his way to that point by not having Garoppolo throw in the first two games and then getting to the Super Bowl and trying to control what he could there as well. But does he think that he can win that game, or did he steer? I guess what I'm asking is this. Did Shanahan have an epiphany in the Super Bowl, much like Nick Saban had in game one against Deshaun Watson? Saban, even though he won, he had an epiphany. He knew that he had to change his ways at the quarterback position, or he was not going to continue to win national championships. He knew that. Tess just said, breaking news, Jimmy G to the XFL, maybe. But because no one else is ever paying him $137 million again, that's for sure. But did he have an epiphany? Did he realize in that moment that I can't beat a guy like this on the other side, even when I have the better team? Because the truth about that game, and we knew this going in, the 49ers were the better football team. But the gap between the two starting quarterbacks was so significant that the question was, could the better team overcome that gap? For three quarters, they did. At winning time, they didn't. So, what do you do with him? Again, Zig Fruchowski, former NFL quarterback, from people on the sidelines, Shanahan was all over Garoppolo in the whole game. Anybody who watched the way the 49ers played through the playoffs knows Shanahan does not trust Garoppolo, does not believe in him, thinks he has to overcome him to win. And he does. That's a fact. He does. He does have to overcome him to win. I mean, honestly, I think he's like the 23rd or 24th best quarterback in the NFL. That's how bad it is. And I think that's a dilemma. Now, I don't know what they do about it because they're ready to win now. You can't just abandon that position. And I think this is why you've heard this speculation of late, this notion that, you know, that Brady could wind up in San Francisco. Sergeant Parsons says completely agree, while exclamation mark. But this notion that Brady could wind up in San Francisco. So what's going to happen in these other venues? And what's going to happen in the draft? Because that's part of this as well. That's part of this conversation. The NFL is more saturated the quarterback position with young quarterbacks than it's ever been in its history. Most teams have a talented young quarterback. Then you have this group of teams that have aging quarterbacks, and then you have this group of teams that have unknowns. That includes the likes of Tampa with Jameis Winston. And Arians' love-hate relationship with him. Started as love, now it seems to have morphed into hate. By the way, unrelated, I was watching some film on Jameis Winston last night. It wasn't because I was watching Jameis Winston. I was actually watching other players. But Jameis Winston kept popping up in this film. And I know this already, but some of his interceptions are impossibly bad. I really think this. I know it's impossible with today's medical staffs. I get it. But he just looks like he has a vision problem. I mean, he makes throws to some of these balls. He just throws directly to the other team. I mean, I watched him throw a ball to Luke Kuechly last night. There was nobody else but Luke Kuechly near it. Texas said, if Brady goes to San Francisco, it's a wrap. Give him the Lombardi now. I think that's true. And I think that's one reason to think that's possible. Texas said 100% accurate on Garoppolo, but soft prevent defense lost the game. It always does. That's JD in Piedmont. Well, you know, I don't know, JD. I mean, I think a great player made a great play. And San Francisco had a coverage bust in the secondary, and it left a safety isolated Jimmy Ward on Hill, and that was not going to be a winnable matchup. So we'll see. Tasha says, could Jimmy G beat out Aaron Murray on the Tampa Bay Vipers? Well, Murray has a better arm. I mean, they're fundamentally the same guy. You know, they're little tiny guys with little tiny arms. and that's the truth of that situation, which is why it gets so interesting. And then you get this issue of the draft and what's going to happen. How does the draft impact what's going to happen with all these quarterbacks? Again, we have tentative situations in places like New England, the Chargers, who don't play any home games, the Raiders, who don't like Derek Carr, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who don't like Jameis Winston, the Miami Dolphins, who don't have a quarterback. You know, there are tentative situations all over the place. And there are all sorts of assumptions being made. One of the assumptions being made is that Burrow is with absolute certainty going to be the number one pick and going to Cincinnati. I'm not so sure. Not because I don't think Cincinnati would take him one, but because I'm not sure he wants to go there, as we briefly discussed yesterday. And then you have the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins, everybody, Texas said they don't call him Squinton Winston for nothing. It's true. It's true. The Miami Dolphins, Ramona, are considered to be a lock to take Tua Tagovailoa in the upcoming draft. I don't think that's a lock at all. In fact, I'm going to tell you what. I don't think the Dolphins are taking Tua. How about that? How about that? What's the date, Ramona? The date is February 11th. I don't think the Dolphins are drafting Tua. I know that you people have been building up to that for 2 years and convincing yourself that, you know, tank for Tua and all that stuff was going to happen. I don't think the Dolphins are taking Tua. And I have been uncertain about this all along because of the injuries. I've been uncertain about it. I'll tell you why I don't think the Dolphins are taking Tua on the other side. We'll see. This is my belief as of today. Kiwi Financial Group. Look, Greg Wales is the guy. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor. We provide a totally independent perspective on your savings, your investing, your retirement planning. Do you think our economy's headed for a recession, or do you think we're going to continue down our current strong economic path? Regardless of the direction of our country's economy, you can structure your savings and investments for weathering the coming storm or enjoying the continuing sunny days ahead. Regardless of your age or position in life, we'll build a portfolio that fits your current needs and your goals for your future. We'll analyze every aspect of your potential issues in retirement. Do you need a better understanding of Social Security? Do you know from where and how much your income will be after you retire? Do you know all you need to about Medicare? You know, on the Social Security thing, there are 350 ways a married couple can accept to take their benefits. How are you ever going to navigate that? It's one of the most important financial decisions of your life. You need expert help. That's how. We strive towards making a difference in our clients' lives and removing doubt about your financial future. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call us today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or visit the website, kiwifg.com. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Wall tip to the road rage. Quick break.
The wait is almost over. The inaugural season of Clemson softball begins on Wednesday, February 12th, as Coach John Rittman and your Clemson softball team play host to Western Carolina University in a doubleheader. The first game begins at 2:30 p.m., and the second game follows at 5 p.m. A limited number of single-game tickets are available for purchase on ClemsonTigers.com or by calling the ticket office at 1-800-CLEMSON. Don't miss your chance to be part of this historic season of Clemson softball. Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Take my word for it. Get your vehicle tinted by Garrett and his team at 10 Solutions of Easily. This is Brad with the Press Box. And not only have I seen a big difference in how much cooler my Honda is, every week someone asks where I got it tinted. 10 Solutions of Easily. That's where. They're the exclusive source for nanotechnology, a tint film that gives you 98% heat blockage. 10 Solutions of Easily took care of me like they will for you. Highway 123 Easily next to Silver Bank. 630-3164.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Do you suffer from peripheral neuropathy in your hands or feet? One drug after the other? Continual numbness and tingling? Burning pain? Balance problems and decreased quality of life? Are you experimenting with dangerous drugs such as Lyrica, Gabapentin, Neurontin, or Cymbalta with limited success and have just been told you have to live with it? Dr. Jeff Legree, founder of Beyond Limits Health Intervention and Pain Relief Center, can help. Now there's a non-invasive, natural solution for your neuropathy right here in Greenville. A solution that addresses the underlying cause of your condition without taking endless drugs with serious side effects. Plus, they have an 87 to 93% success rate helping neuropathy sufferers get their life back. If you'd like to attend the next seminar, you'll learn how to reverse this deadly condition affecting over 50 million people across the country. To reserve your spot now, call 864-412-8141. This is a free seminar, but seating is limited, so call now, 864-412-8141.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
Not sure about that anymore. I'm not 100% sure about that. The legendary Rolling Stones, the greatest rock band of all time. Hey, Ramona, you had a call yesterday about that, right?
Yeah.
When I said the greatest rock band of all time.
Yeah.
Explain.
Dickie called me and he said Walt said that Rolling Stones was the greatest rock band of all time. And I said, yeah. And he said, he goes, you need to tell him that the Beatles is the greatest rock band of all time. he hates the Beatles. I said, that's why you never hear any bumper music on this show. And I thought he was going to pass out.
That's right. Tell me, just think about it. Think about in the entire history of the show when you've heard a Beatles song. Answer, never. Sorry.
Oh, I played Day Tripper.
For what? Not because...
Talking about that player that trips everybody. What was his name?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
But it wasn't for Bumper.
Yeah, it wasn't for Bumper. It was a show usage thing. Yeah, there's that element. But other than that, no. All right. So here's the thing. I know the Dolphins are taking Tua, right? I know they're taking Tua. And... that's what everybody believes, despite the fact no one knows about his health. They just keep saying the same thing. I mean, they just keep saying the same thing over and over, that he would be the guy. I mean, Kiper McShay out there saying if he was healthy, he might be one over Burrow and blah, 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 blah. I mean, you know, the majority of his career, it's not that I dislike Tua. I like him. I like his accuracy. I think he throws with touch like lefties do, but he... played in a RPO slant-based offense in which the majority of that offense was slant passes to super elite wide receivers. And And this is not the same game, the pro game. And he has this, not just this injury, but he has a history of injuries. He has a history of injuries. Texter 328, you can think that if you want. Texter 328, Rona, wrote the Beatles are great. You can think that if you want. I think they suck out loud.
Yeah, I like the Beatles.
It's fine, though. You can believe whatever you want. By the way, I don't, you know, you'll have a hard time seeing them in Charlotte. I don't think they're touring anymore.
No.
So,
two of them are passed away.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. Although bands move on, you know, they replace members, but not the Beatles. They each went their own way. But in terms of the notion that the Dolphins are absolutely going to draft Tua, does it matter that on January 31st, I'm sorry, what's the date, Ramona? It's the 11th of February, right?
Yes.
Okay. So January 31st would be 12 days ago. Does it matter that 12 days ago, Clay writes, Beatles are pop music. Led Zeppelin is the greatest rock band of all time.
Yeah.
Ramona would probably agree with part of that. Does it matter that the owner of the Dolphins, Stephen Ross, 12 days ago said this, quote, "I just worry about his health." Does it matter to anybody who's been perpetuating this notion that Tua is a mortal lock to the Dolphins at 5? Does it matter that 12 days ago, the owner of the Miami Dolphins said, quote, "I just worry about his health"? Now, Ross added that it will be a management decision who they draft, but that he again reiterated he has concerns about Tua's health and not just the one injury. So, and he mentioned this. He said, at the very least, we need to explore what our alternatives would be. This is the owner. The owner. The owner is saying that I just worry about his health, quote, in relation to Tua, and no one's concerned about that? Just give him Tua? Go ahead, just give him Tua.
I don't understand what is the possible advantage of drafting him when he's going to sit there. I mean, really and truly, will some teams want to do that?
The question...
It's okay. Well, they don't care that he's sitting on the bench for a year?
Well, look, the Dolphins have a short-term solution in Fitzpatrick at quarterback. And so they could play Fitzpatrick for a year and wait for Tua to get well, but it's still,
you get money when they sign up, okay, when they get drafted and they know they're gonna have them there on the bench. Do they get bench money?
No,
do they get normal money sit on the bench?
Yeah, no, you
they go, we're gonna draft you, but you're gonna sit on the bench, so this is what you're gonna get.
No, the rookie slots are slotted. If you go 5, you're being paid as the 5th draft
pick. Oh, okay.
Here's this article, right? This article is from Mike Florio, and it was January 31st. The Dolphins ultimately didn't have to tank for Tua thanks to a hip injury that likely will keep him from being the number one overall pick. Chances are Miami, which holds the 5th pick in the draft, will be able to take him if they want him. So do they want him? Team owner Stephen Ross addressed the subject with reporters on Friday. Quote, "I've been down there to see him," Ross said regarding the former Alabama quarterback via Cameron Wolf of ESPN. "He's a great player. I just worry about his health. The coaches and general manager make the decision on the draft choices. We'll have to look at what his health is and everything else and see what the alternatives are." Ross, as PFT has reported, wants LSU quarterback Joe Burrow. Whether Miami makes a play to move up for him remains to be seen. Even if Tua Tagovailoa's hip injury hasn't fully healed, questions remain regarding his history of lower body injuries at the collegiate level. You know, again, I'm sorry. What does that tell you? I mean, that doesn't tell me they're targeting Tua. That tells me that they're targeting Burrow. Listen, I think there's a very real chance that this mortal lock certainty that has been associated with the top of the draft regarding quarterbacks is going to be completely wrong. That Burrow isn't going to Cincinnati, that Tua isn't going to Miami, and that Justin Herbert's going higher than everybody thinks. I think all those things could happen. This is a living process, all right? This is, no matter how many media idiots write the same thing over and over, this is a living, breathing process. It is ongoing. There is more to be determined. To this point, the only guy who has aced the postseason, meaning after championship test, is Justin Herbert. None of the others have. Burrow hasn't participated yet. That doesn't mean he won't. You know, but I find it unlikely that he will be at the combine. I haven't seen or heard anything on it yet, but I find it unlikely he will be at the combine because he's going to want to throw to his own receiver. So he's going to have his own pro day, and he'll throw to his chosen receivers on his pro day, and he's throwing against air with guys he knows he should be great. And he'll be able to display his movement ability and his ability to throw on the run, and I would expect he would ace that test. Now, there may be some question about his ability to throw the ball vertically, and that may come out in his pro day workout. But if Burrow balks at Cincinnati, which seems, okay, all the people who are around Burrow right now, Carson Palmer, Jordan Palmer, they don't like Cincinnati. Carson Palmer hates Cincinnati. He thinks Cincinnati screwed him over, that it's a cesspool of an organization. Now, look, you can make the argument that Cincinnati has had success through their history, that even though they don't have any money or they play cheap, that they've still had notable periods of success. And some of those have even been recent. You can make that case. You can make the case, but Palmer didn't see it. Palmer thought they were a losing organization, acted like a losing organization. Now, again, he may have an axe to grind. Maybe the reason they lost was more about him. Maybe it was more about him. But his brother is training Burrow. And his brother, Jordan, who's training Burrow, had something similar to say. He said it wasn't as extreme, but he said, you know, everybody wants to go play for somebody for a good organization. He said something like that. It was a little more innocuous, but it felt targeted still towards Cincinnati. And you get this question of, well, will Burrow be willing to spit on his home state? Well, you know, the question came up in a conversation about, well, he's got family back there and what's going to happen if he balks at going to Cincinnati. I don't know, but from what we've seen of Burrow post-season, post-national championship victory, I'm not sure he'd be as concerned with that as people think. I mean, he wasn't concerned with that when he went to LSU, was he? He didn't seem to be all that concerned with his leftover relatives when he made the choice to leave Ohio State. So what if he balks? All right, then what? Well, then Cincinnati has lots of teams who have Burrow interest. I am not convinced right now that the second quarterback off the board is going to be Tua Tagovailoa. I am not. I'm not even convinced that the way this whole thing is going to play out, because I think there's a very legitimate chance that Cincinnati ends up having to pass on Burrow because Burrow doesn't want to go there. And since the only public comment I've seen from Burrow since the Palmer comment, post-Palmer comment, because he had said some things earlier that made it sound like he'd go anywhere and play anywhere, play for anyone. But post-Palmer comment, Burrow said, sound like he was changing his tune. Sound like he was starting to say, yeah, you know, well, you know, I'm going to go play for a good organization. That was post-Palmer comment. All right, so what if he balks at going to Cincinnati? What if the Miami Dolphins have decided that Tua is too big a risk? What if Tua's not the guy they've targeted all along? I'm not sure it is. I think when the owner says that, I think you can assume that maybe that's the case. Maybe he's not been the target that every Miami person seems to think he's been or is. There's a long way to play out in this process yet. At some point, we're going to find out something more about Tua's condition. How exact it will be and precise, I don't know. Meanwhile, Justin Herbert's going to continue to do the right things and rise up the board. A Harvard study submitted by the Health Dare shows that belly fat has been strongly linked to a host of serious diseases, including heart disease, cancer, and dementia. Don't ignore it any longer. It's what's causing your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and sleep apnea. The Health Dare can help because belly fat is what they focus on eliminating from your body to get you back to optimal health. They did it for Jim, who lost 53 pounds, 26 inches, got his sugar and cholesterol levels back to normal. Look, at the Health Dare, the second person is always free. You buy one, you get one. You go in with a friend, family member, because they're not going to let you go in alone. You go in with somebody that you care about, and you do it together. It's time to take the dare, to take your life back. Call today, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Hey Tigers, this is Lake Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first luxury condo hotel. And we can't wait to open our doors to you. Lakeside Lodge isn't just another hotel, and it's not just another lake house. It's the best of both worlds, top-of-the-line amenities like a pool, restaurant, and lounge with housekeeping and maintenance to make ownership easy. Visit our sales center at 906 Tiger Boulevard to learn more about this Clemson institution in the making. Lakeside Lodge Clemson, it belongs here, and so do you.
Get a Bojangles two-piece bone-in dinner or a chicken supreme snack for just $3.99. Because if you're going to take out two birds with one stone, they ought to be delicious. It's bow time.
This is James Hill, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We're excited about another season of Clemson Tigers baseball, and we look forward to what Coach Lee's team will do this year. Remember, Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information on all our levels of care, visit clemsondowns.com or call 654-1155 to arrange a visit for you and your loved one. It's been a great season for